in praise of minimal computing. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. On his new blog, Minimal Mac, St. Paul computer consultant Patrick Roan makes the argument that computer screens cluttered with unnecessary icons, desks covered with snarled cables, and PCs stuffed with beastly high-end hardware stand in the way of our productivity. While this How to Simplify blog is focused on the Mac, Roan says the principles apply to all computers.
There's lots of bright, shiny objects out there to catch our attention. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to offer people alternatives that give them just enough of what they need and nothing that they don't.
Why is that important exactly, to have sort of a Spartan workspace?
For one thing, I think it helps one be a lot more productive, less distractions, less kind of bright, shiny objects peeking out from every corner. Furthermore, I find that in most circumstances, the programs we use, the computers we use, have far more power than we really will ever touch. And I'm not really saying that necessarily that's a bad thing or that we shouldn't have that. What I'm asking people to do is really be ready to challenge themselves with these questions and have the information and data to be able to back up their response.
So what are some of the things that you've already blogged about, you know, ideas for keeping a cleaner sort of computing workspace?
Some of the more interesting things I've brought to the table is a strategy that's actually used by organizational consultants out there that involves, getting rid of most of your stuff, packing away in a storage space, and then retrieving things as needed, and for a set amount of time deciding, okay, you know, I've gone this long without these other things I haven't retrieved yet. Maybe I don't need them. Well, why not apply that to your menu bar? Why not apply that to the icons in your dock or on your desktop? Why not tech them away into a folder somewhere out of sight and then bring them back as needed for a set period of time and say, after that set period of time, I probably really didn't need these things as much as I thought I did.
So what's an example of a user doing all of the wrong things according to your principles of minimalism?
Well, I think all of the wrong things are installing Microsoft Office and only ever using Word and only ever using that for really just typing out letters or documents with no formatting. Why would you need all of that stuff just to do what basically you could do with WordPad on Windows or TextEdit on a Mac? Why would one have a full-size, full-power desktop computer and have an iPhone and have a full-power laptop when really you can do these days with an iPhone most of what you would need to get done in any portable situation? Why not think about selling that laptop?
Patrick Roan is a St. Paul-based computer consultant and curator of the blog Minimal Mac at minimalmac.com. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.